children. Sometimes they are coolness of parents' eyes, and sometimes cause of real stress. Sometimes they are comfort for the hearts of their parents, whereas sometimes they discomfort hearts of their parents. At a time, parents are seen to plead and make dua for children, and at times they wish if only this child wasn't born. And those who have children, some are happy with their children, whereas some are not happy with them. Children remain concerned that my parents love other siblings more than me. Whereas parents keep on explaining that for them, both eyes are equal. Whereas sometimes one eye gets irritated, becomes red and has pain in it. And person keeps on rubbing that one frequently and remains concerned about that. Both eyes are priceless. In case if it is said to someone, keep one and give one to another person, no one would be ready. Same is the case with parents. They love all their children. Here one point is important. Parents have learned one thing, and that is to raise their children with better qualities and good character. Parents firmly believe that the best gift what they can give to their children is good character, good manners. Now the question is, what is meant by best education and tarbiyah? Now when I come towards the sharah of this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Ali Rahma has mentioned its explanation. He has focused religion, meaning raising your child as per teachings of Islam is the best gift you can give. Parents shouldn't focus only to make the children wealthy, instead they should make them religious. The concept of education with tarbiyah. Actually, problem has occurred here. Or you can say, people have misunderstood its real meaning. People have mixed the concept of education and tarbiyah with modern education and Western culture. Whereas education and tarbiyah is actually referred to Quran, Hadith, Islamic manners and teachings, which has not been the point of focus. And it is so because parents want to give such education and tarbiyah to their children which can lead towards a prosperous career. It's true. Brother Salman, who walk on the path of religion of Islam, if they are also looked after well financially, then for sure people will also change their route. Inshallah.